Giddy up and welcome to the Serenity Now Sports Podcast, presented by In the Front Row LA. This is your host, Danny Cohan, and we are almost there. We've almost made it to the Super Bowl, just a couple days away. And today we have a very special guest. You know him from the Against All Odds podcast with Cousin Sal. He's a gambling expert. He's a third of the degenerate trifecta. And you can find him at bestbetcorner.com and extrapoints.com, amongst other places. The Beyonce of gambling. I say he's a legend, but he's too humble to admit it. It's Harry. What's up, Harry?
Danny, hey, thanks for having me on your show. Yeah, this is great, right? Super Bowl, we made it. Somehow we made it through this regular season. NFL did a great job. Had to switch games here and there from different days, but still, we made it and we're here. It's great.
Yeah, thank God. It looked a little sketchy there for a while with that haircut, the haircut drama, but it looks like everything's okay.
Yeah, I'm glad.
I'm so excited to watch the game. This is the matchup I wanted. This is the two teams that I wanted to see. And So let's make some people some money. So
let's do it.
Yeah, so first here, I got some over-unders that I like. I know Cousin Sal, you know, he says – always take the unders, you know, all the squares. They take the overs.
He's big on the a lot. Like he even admits on Fox Bet Live, his show on Fox Bet One. He's even calling himself kind of boring this Super Bowl because he's leaning towards a lot of unders. He's not buying into the possibility of a shootout, but who knows, right? Who knows? That's what we play. Listen. I like overs in Super Bowls. I mean, I did pick Brady to go to Tampa Bay, and for this reason only, for him to take a shot and get Tampa back into what means, you know, into big games, which they haven't been in 15 years. They haven't been relevant in 15 years. He got him here. So let's see points between Mahomes and Brady. And that's my thought.
Yeah, I agree. The over is fun. You know, what's the fun in betting the under? There is no fun in that. And this is the Super Bowl. This is where you want to have fun. You know, this is where you, the last game of the year, you lay it on the line.
Yeah. Especially in the year of 2020, what we all had to deal with and go through. I don't want to see a Patriots-Rams 13-3 game. Let's see 38-35. I'm down.
I'm a Rams fan, and I was bored by that game.
So, really?
Yeah,
you make it to the Super Bowl and you can't even punt. You can't punch it in.
Nah, it was very
not even a touchdown.
But I'm glad the golf era is over now. So yeah. So these are three over unders that I like. You tell me why I'm wrong.
Okay. Or right. You could be right. You could be 3-0, Danny.
Yeah, it could be. So Patrick Mahomes, they got his longest pass at 38.5 yards. I like the over. I mean, I own Tyreek Hill all year in fantasy. I won, of course, this year. So I like Tyreek Hill a lot in fantasy. Yeah. And I like him in this game. And I saw what he did with Tampa Bay last time they played, you know, over 200 yards, three touchdowns. Am I crazy, Harry, to take the over here, 38.5 yards?
No, I think that's look, you know, anything that has to do with Patrick Mahomes and over, you may not win the bet, but it all makes sense. You know what I'm saying? And like, there's a prop out there. Sammy Watkins, I know he's been out and hasn't been playing in the playoffs, but he's back for this game. His over under, I believe, is sitting at like 36.5 yards for the game receiving. Look, in his last year in the playoffs, Sammy Watkins, look, he's, like I said, 36.5 for this game. All three playoff games last year, he had a catch in all three games for over 36 yards. He had 38 yards. I think he had 43 and a 50-yarder. So that makes sense just to go over, just knowing that he's done it in terms of with Sammy Watkins in all three playoff games last year. And when you have somebody like Tyreek Hill who did have that crazy game in Week 12 against Tampa Bay, where he had 269 yards receiving, but he had over 200 yards in the first quarter. In fact, he had over 200 yards in the first quarter before Tampa Bay and Tom Brady even had registered a first down. And you've got someone like Mecole Hardman, who's got the speed, who can do this too on some sort of crazy play. You know, in two seconds, you might think that, oh, this doesn't look good. This isn't looking good. And in a split second, when you have Hardman and you have Hill, it could be done in seconds easily. So over is definitely worth a play.
All right, good. I like that. Sammy Watkins, though, as a fantasy guy, he scares me, I got to say. But the other two.
Oh, I agree. I mean, it's like if you're going to play something in regards to Sammy Watkins in the Super Bowl, you better be a little weary because, again, he's been injured. He is going to give it a go. How much burn does he get? That's the question.
Yeah, he's like an extra. You know, he's on that team. Anyone, you know, they can, you know, Kelsey can do it. Anyone can do it.
Sure.
The running backs. So the other one is, speaking of Mahomes, I like his rushing yards. I think that they'll pressure Mahomes. He'll take off at least a couple times. And the over-under is 18.5 yards. So the kneeling factor is what I'm scared of there. But overall,
well, if you remember, that's what happened last year.
Yeah.
Last year in the Super Bowl, he took like three monster knees, not for like a yard or a year and a half, but he stepped back like five steps. He was at the time, lad, that was a huge bad beat when he was well over yards for the game against San Francisco. And because of those three dropbacks where he went back like 5 yards, it cost him the over-under on yards. So a little hesitant about that, but still, again, taking Mahomes over in props is usually never a bad thing.
Right. I have a lot of mixed feelings on this game because it's impossible for me to bet against the Chiefs because just watching the last 2 years, owning a lot of their fantasy players and just seeing like the points they put up, it seems like they can score at any time and whenever they want. And so, but then again, it's Tom Brady. I mean, everyone's saying it and it kills me, but it's true. The guy just wins every time. I don't know what it is, but I mean, he's amazing, but he's 43.
I mean, 43, if you include the playoffs, he's got 47 total touchdowns. I mean, he's the GOAT. What do you want? I mean, look, he got it done. A lot of people didn't think he could get it done in Tampa Bay and that he shouldn't have left. And that was New England's fault. Now, if you look back, obviously, it was all their fault. Brady went the other way, went down to Tampa. And before he even decided, like, on against all odds, those guys, Brother Bry, Parley Kid, and Sal, all thought I was crazy when I said that's where Tom Brady was going to wind up. And actually, Bill Simmons this past week when I was on his show on Sunday, he gave me credit for that, which was very cool of Bill to do because he remembers me making that call and it just made sense. And it's all worked out. They went out and got Fournette. They went out and got a lot of players to build around him. Fournette, they grabbed, I think, in week 4. And that was a little bit of a question mark pickup too because, you know, he had his issues with Jacksonville and the coaches, but he's worked out just great. And he's been a guy that Arians and Brady that they can rely on once they're in the red zone and they can count on because the guy's been finding the end zone left and right. And it takes a lot of pressure off of Brady.
Yeah. And Brady, he's done things that we've never seen a human being do. Mm-hmm. How many times do you think his age gets brought up in this game? The number 43, over under 10,000, you think?
I know. That's a great question. How many times, how many times will the number 43 be mentioned? That's a great question.
Yeah. All right. So the last one, it has to do with Brady. And I didn't like the way that he looked last game. I know you know, you put too much focus on the last game that it was played because it's just one game. But he did throw in 3 interceptions in the second half. Some people say, you know, you switch those halves and, hey, he looks amazing. But it did happen that he had threw three picks. And the over-under in this game is 0.5, I've seen. I'm taking the over in that. I've seen him just throw too many floaters, too many ducks this year, watching Brady all season. And I feel like he's going to throw one. What do you think, Harry?
For Brady to throw a pick?
Yeah. I have the over.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, he did throw three last NFC Championship game against Green Bay. You're right. The 2 games previous, he didn't have one. But I want to say, I know that he had a pick six in his last playoff game. Actually, his last pass as a Patriot last year against Tennessee in the playoffs. He threw a couple in that Week 12 game against Kansas City as well. Look, I could see Brady throwing a pick. I want to say, what is it? Last time I checked, it was like minus 185 for him to throw a pick.
Yeah, I think it's around there.
I mean, I could see, it doesn't mean, look, it doesn't mean that he doesn't have a stellar game. It just means he could have a great game and throw a pick or two because he was, put it this way, he kept Tampa definitely in the game in that first half against Green Bay. He was controlling the tempo of the game. Yeah, he threw three picks. two of those were bad ones where he just basically threw him up for grabs. I think one time Godwin ran the wrong route. But to throw a pick here, I, like I said, he had two against Kansas City in Week 12. If he throws one, that's why it's minus 180, 185, 190. If he throws one, so what? Doesn't mean the game, probably.
Mm-hmm. All right. So those are the three I have. I'm feeling a little bit better about them now, Harry.
I like Brady to have a good game. I like him to have a good game. Again, it's only 3 years removed against Philadelphia when they did lose. He didn't throw a pick, but he had 500 yards of passing, you know, and they still lost the game. So something like that could happen too, where he has a great game, doesn't throw a pick, has a great game, throws a pick, and they win the game. So at minus 180, 190, I could see him throwing one.
Right. Yeah. I think there's going to be, both teams are going to be throwing the ball around a lot. And you know, we always look at, do we bet the game or do we bet the MVP? Right. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at MVP right now, and it's got Mahomes minus 120 and Brady plus 200. I feel like no one else. I know maybe you like the longer odds, but I feel like it's scary to go with one of these other guys besides Mahomes or Brady.
Well, you know, if you do want to go with another guy, you're gonna get a great price. We know that. You're gonna get value. Maybe it's something here where a defensive guy you might want to lean towards because excuse me. Again, you probably who's gonna if Mahomes doesn't get it, who's gonna get it from Kansas City on the offensive side? They're gonna give it to Mahomes. That's the way it's gonna go because he's gonna get the ball to Kelce. He's gonna get the ball to Hill. Now, when Brady played Atlanta in the Super Bowl as a Patriot, I really didn't think he deserved that MVP. You remember he threw a pick six against Atlanta at the end of the first half. White had 14 catches that game out of the backfield. He had like 140 yards, 160 combined. He had three touchdowns. He had a rushing touchdown in overtime to win the game, and he still doesn't get the MVP. They still gave it to Brady. So with that said, if I'm going to lean towards anybody but aside from Mahomes or Brady, I'd lean towards the defense. Maybe somebody on Tampa Bay like Devin White, who's led this team with 140 tackles. He didn't play in the playoff game against Washington. But in two playoff games, he's got 26 tackles. He's got two fumble recoveries and an interception. That's a guy you might want to lean towards. And maybe even like Jason Pierre-Paul, who's picking it up lately. He had two sacks against Aaron Rodgers in the NFC Championship game. I'd lean more towards like a guy, like I said, on the defensive side, if that's the case.
Yeah, I've also been doing the DraftKings, FanDuel, you know, the daily stuff. And It's tough figuring out the running back situation with both teams. The Chiefs, do you feel like if you're choosing between CEH and Clyde Edwards-Helaire and Darrell Williams, of those two, who do you like? And then of the Tampa backfield, I guess Fournette, everyone likes Fournette, but we saw in the regular season, Rojo, Ronald Jones do a lot more damage than we did Fournette. So who do you like of those two running backs on each team? Which running back would you favor?
Well, I think both running backs on the Kansas City side are going to probably split equal time. Edwards-Helaire has been injured. He's only got six carries for 7 yards in the playoffs, which he had against Buffalo. But I think he's, over these 2 weeks, he's gotten better and he's feeling a lot healthier. But I still think it's going to be a split there. So that's why you're seeing low totals on both guys for overall rushing yards. But when it comes to the Tampa side, I do love Ronald Jones. I mean, he's got seven touchdowns this year. Overall, it's just been Leonard Fournette. Like I mentioned earlier, he's just been the man where everybody can, you feel confident. Sometimes you don't feel confident with that guy, especially when he was at Jacksonville. Feel confident now. He's got a prop that I do like out there that I'm going to throw it your way is you still can get plus 130. I've seen on FanDuel at him to score an anytime touchdown. And he's got seven touchdowns, Danny, in his last eight games combined. He scored in all three playoff games. He's got 62 total touches in the playoffs. So if he were to bust out, and he had that great run for that touchdown to start things off for the most part against Green Bay in the NFC Championship game. That spin move, the double spin move for the touchdown. I mean, he's a workhorse. That's the type of situation. If they're not getting touchdowns in terms of Brady's not racking it up, but it's the running game that gets him going. And if Fournette can find himself in the end zone a couple times, he might be a guy you want to look to.
Yeah, Fournette's been great in the playoffs. And again, it's those biases that come in. You know, it's that fantasy football bias of having Fournette on your team.
Well, you're an LA guy, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, Ronald Jones, you know, he's a USC guy, so you might, you know.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, too.
He's a nice guy, too.
When we were Rojo, yeah.
When we were in, me, Sal, brother Brian, Parlay Kid, and our old producer, Tate Frazier, we were in Dallas a couple of years ago for like a fantasy football sort of get together, and there were a bunch of NFL players there, and Ronald Jones came over to us, and we got to interview him, and he couldn't have been nicer. Super nice guy.
Yeah, that's great to hear. Yeah, I mean, it's great to see the success he's having after he struggled early in his career. And I think that's the thing with Brady is that he has that X factor. He has that special sauce, whatever it is, that when he's around guys, he seems to make everyone better. And, you know, they used to say that about Magic, about Jordan, you know, and now, yeah, it's Brady.
Look, I did a show last night, WFAN in New York, with a good buddy of ours, John Jastrzemski. Great guy. Syracuse guy. So he gets thumbs up for that. And he asked me last night, where was the turning point for this Buccaneers team that they decided that they really were going to be contenders? And I said, to be honest, I think it was the loss on Sunday night when they lost by 35 to the Saints. And he's like, how was that possible? I said, well, you know what type of competitor Brady is. He wasn't even that upset after the game, if you remember. But you know that he laid down the law probably with the whole team. And they had a couple losses the rest of the season. I'm not going to say they were going to not lose the rest of the season. But I think they were more focused after that game because they know they're a way better team than what they showed that night. And I think that's when they decided, listen, whether we win the NFC South, which they didn't, or not, once we get into the playoffs, full steam ahead. And that's what it's been so far.
Right. And just wrapping up here, you know, finally, I'm going to take the Chiefs after all that discussion. It's too hard not to take them. But I want to know with the it's 3.5 points. Where are you leaning? Are you going Chiefs? Are you going Tampa Bay? Do you see a close game? Do you see a blowout? What do you see?
You know what? I hope we see a close, great game. I'm a little concerned because we know all that the Chiefs, for whatever reason, the last, nine games of the regular season or nine games overall, they're like 1-8 against the spread, but they win the games. I'm a little concerned, that this might be a situation where Kansas City just goes balls to the wall and they're amazing here. And people say, hey, well, at least Brady got Tampa to the Super Bowl. And Mahomes wins his second in a row, and then they're going to call him the GOAT. And I get it. I don't think he's far from the GOAT, in my opinion. I don't think that you see that on these shows, and that shouldn't be in discussion, but they got to talk about stuff. I understand. But I'm still hoping that this game is close, comes down to the late in the fourth quarter. Again, I think maybe it's a case where, again, Brady got them there, but Kansas City does win this game. I'm stressing if you only can find 3 points out there, that you pay the extra juice a little bit. Maybe you push it up to 3.5, maybe even 4, and take Tampa with the points. But I'm overall here. Look, it's the Super Bowl. Tampa Bay has been a great story. Since that game I mentioned against the Saints when they lost by 35, they've averaged 31 points a game. That's more than anyone else in the NFL. I think their defense is strong. I like Antoine Winfield to have a big game out of the safety position, rookie out of Minnesota. He's been banged up a little bit, but he's healthy. Look for him to make some plays. And I got Tampa Bay, why not? Money line winning this game. Something like in a shoot, like, look, I want the over too, Danny. So I'm going to shoot for something like 33-30.
I like it. You know, it's so tough for me to go against it. So I'm probably still staying with the Chiefs, but I understand. I mean, the concerns I have are the O-line, of course. There's the injuries to a couple of key O-line men. And then it's, you know, listening to all these talking heads, it does kind of make you want to take Tampa because, you know, they're talking about how much talent they have. You talk about that defense. You talk about the motivation that they have over the Chiefs. You know, so hard to repeat. It's going to be a fun game no matter what, I think.
We also know that, you know, Brady, for whatever reason, maybe it was Belichick, during those Super Bowls, they always start slow. They don't score a touchdown in the first quarter. I think we might see some fireworks in the first quarter because if you go back to week 12, remember I mentioned earlier, it was 17-0 right off the bat, Kansas City, the game in Tampa, and Tampa hadn't even recorded a first down yet. And they still made it a game. They outscored Kansas City 14-0 in the fourth to close within three. And lost the game 27-24. But if that happens again here, I don't think they can recover Tampa Bay with the type of offense that Kansas City can provide, what they can do. So this is a situation where I think Brady, from the past history with New England, throws that out the window, and they come out guns a-blazing right off the bat. Maybe they jump ahead early, and this game stays close the whole way.
Yeah.
Because if that happens again to Tampa Bay, I don't know if they can recover.
Mm-hmm. And I don't want to take too much of your time, but I want to ask you one more thing. So I've been doing these live drafts on these daily fantasy apps, and I always have a tough decision between two guys, and that's Hill and Kelsey. Who do I go there? And then Godwin and Evans. Who do I go there?
You know.
It's tough.
Look, you know, hey, listen, a lot of people – look, Cousin Sal is big this year on everything under with Kelsey. It's interesting. Hill, again, we said, they had the monster game, the 269 yards against Tampa the first go-around. Kelsey in that game only had 82 yards. Maybe that was a lot because, you know, Hill had already erupted. So that's something where – I know Kelsey's over-under sitting around 100 yards, and it went under, like, in the first game, like I said, only 82. Last year, excuse me, in the Super Bowl against San Francisco, he only had 43 yards last year. That's something to look at. And, again, I think Hill had 105 last year in the Super Bowl and is a guy that hasn't reached the end zone. So I'm leaning towards Hill to have a little bit of a better game, more productive game. And in the other matchup, I'm leaning towards Evans here a little bit. I know Godwin's got more yards, a couple more catches than Evans in the postseason so far. But Evans, over his last six games combined, he's averaging 85 yards a game. His over-under sitting at 60.5. I like the over here. Out of the four Tampa Bay receivers with 10 or more catches in the playoffs, Evans has the best catch percentage at 17 yards a catch. He's got 10 catches, like I said, in the playoffs. Nine of them have been first downs. Give me Evans. And, again, one other prop that I threw out on against all odds that I do like a lot that you can get good price on, Danny, plus 250 on Evans anytime first half touchdown. In his last 14 touchdowns combined, 11 of them have been in the first half. And he scored two in that game. Now, they weren't first-half touchdowns against Kansas City, but he did have two against the Chiefs. So I'm looking for Evans to have a big game here.
All right, you guys heard it. Evans. I was thinking the Evans as well just because of that touchdown stat that you were talking about. It seems like when they get down there, you know, Evans is the guy that – is either Evans or one of the tight ends that Brady looks for.
And he's got two touchdowns. He's got two first – he's got – like, if you're looking at maybe even somebody for first touchdown overall in the game, I know you know obviously – get way better odds for first touchdown in the game. Mm-hmm. Evans in three playoff games for Tampa Bay. He's got two of them.
Yeah. Yeah. So you guys, Evans, first half, that's a good one to go with. And then let me ask you one joke one. I'm looking at this is Bovada, and it's asking, will the weekend mention Donald Trump? Yes, plus 575. No, minus 1,100.
Look, I don't know. I know that I hope that I don't know. The Donald Trump stuff is over now. We're past that. Yeah. We move forward. I don't know. We'll see. But I lean towards the no right now. Let's just get past the Donald Trump stuff. And let's just keep moving forward, buddy.
I agree. I had to mention it just because, yeah. I mean, you know, it's Donald Trump. And
these props aren't even done yet. They're still coming out with props every day. It's believe me, we're still going to get a gush of props. I can't wait. Like, I'm going to, later on tonight, I'm going to look at, you know what I like doing too? Is I like for the Super Bowl, I like doing mixed sports props as the Super Bowl is involved. You know, like you have all those day games going on and everything gets done.
Like the NBA.
We have, exactly. And listen, I'm here, you're in LA, I'm here in Phoenix. Got the Waste Management Open going on with the golf here. I'm going to do a couple of golf matchups with the Super Bowl as well. So it's the tip of the iceberg, and it's only Friday, and there's still more props coming out.
Nice. Yeah. So tell us, where can we find you, Harry, besides the websites that I mentioned? And then also, I know there's a book that's out now with Cousin Sal that talks about you a lot. So maybe you can talk about that.
Yeah, well, obviously on Twitter, AAO Harry, Against All Odds podcast with Cousin Sal on the Extra Points Podcast Network. I'm on there every single day. Danny, as you know, I'm giving out video picks. Either I'm in the hot tub, either I'm doing something silly. I'm giving out picks every single day. And so, as our brother Brian, the Parlay Kid, you can read about it. You can watch the videos. Every day we're giving a pick. We've done this since we started the network. Since coming over from the Ringer. So you can catch me on that. I have my own site, bestbetcorner.com, where I do a podcast with the Parlay Kid every single week. We give out picks. We go over different sports. We bet it all. So we cover all different sports. Catch me on that. I have articles on the site as well. And Sal, Sal just came out with his own book. You Can't Lose Them All, it's called. And it's a hilarious picture on the cover of Sal handing over a baby on a poker table because he will risk anything.
Yeah.
Me and Cousin Sal have been friends for 30 years. We went to college together. We've been great friends ever since, gambling buddies ever since. And
it's been a blast. He'll risk his house even, right, Harry?
He will. He has. Will. His beautiful, fantastic, loving wife didn't approve of it at first, but she went along with it too. And just throw out there in the book, he mentions this. That was during the NCAA tournament where he risked his house if anyone had a perfect card per se in terms of hitting every single game right. Now look, it was over by the first round of the first. There was one person alive, and they lost the first game of the second round of games, and in true degenerate fashion, Sal says that he was actually disappointed it didn't last longer.
That sounds like Sal.
Yeah. And believe me, his wife is fantastic. Just unbelievably fantastic in dealing with and putting up with all the nonstop gambling stuff. It's great. It's been great.
Yeah. So you guys check out the books, check out the websites that, bestbetcorner.com, extrapoints.com. Check out all of them. I told you he's a legend. Yeah, go for it.
Chapter 26 is all about me. So it's great. It's hilarious.
Guys, buy the book, rip out all the other chapters, just focus on chapter 26. That's all that matters. All right. And I got one before we sign off. I got one last favor to ask you. So next time you're on the Bill Simmons podcast, tell him you found Bill Simmons, a bizarro version of him. So is it exactly?
Okay.
I'm Bill Simmons, but I'm the exact opposite, right? So I'm a Persian. I'm a Jewish. I'm a little bit younger, but not that much younger.
So I'm guessing you don't have 240 million either.
I am a little bit short there. That's why I'm relying on you to having you on for these bets. I got 250 Evans. Yeah. No, just let him know that there's a bizarro version of him out there.
Fantastic. You got it, Tim.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Harry. And for Danny and Harry, serenity now, insanity later.
Thanks, pal.
All right, Harry. Thank you so much. I appreciate all
that. Hey, absolutely. Where are you watching the game there? In LA? At home, probably?
Yeah, I'll be watching it at home.
Yeah.
Try to get the projection outside, hopefully.
Oh, that's nice. Nice, nice. Well, definitely. I'm just going to watch it here in Phoenix, too, at home, too. It sucks, you know?
Yeah.
But can't be out partying, but
better
what is
than no
what
game,
is.
I guess.
You're right. You're right. Hey, Danny, hit me up anytime, bro. No problem.
I appreciate it. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Thank you so much.
Thanks, pal. Talk to you.
Take it easy.
Okay.